Third parak of Shvi'is Mishnah Hay. We are now starting a new Malacha, Ochshash Malacha and Shemitah. There's one of the Malachas we saw before, it's called Lesakel Avonim, which means to remove stones. If you want to plant in an area, you remove the stones from there and then plant it. So if a person wants to make a quarry to cut out stones from his field, there are certain limitations how to do it, so it shouldn't look like he's just trying to get rid of the stones in order to prepare the land for planting afterwards. This is the Rambam Pshat. Yiftach Odom Machzev V'tchila L'Teifadeya. Person should not open a new stone quarry in his field on Shemitah, even though removing stones as part of a stone quarry is not a malacha, but it looks like you're, if it's not a pre-existing stone quarry, it looks like you're removing stones to prepare the land for planting. And therefore, you have to have a pre-existing stone quarry. How much has to be there in advance? Achieva Sholosh Mubois has to be three rows. Sheheim Sholosh al Sholosh al Rum Sholosh. That they have boulders that each boulder is one cubic amma, and there's a row of three on top of three of these high and three across. In other words, each row would have three times three, which is nine, and three of those rows would be some total of shirin etzim v'shir avonim, some total of 27 rows of stones, each one amma by amma. When one has that already set up before Shemitah, then it looks like that it's already a stone quarry before Shemitah. It doesn't look like you're preparing the land for planting, and therefore it's permitted to continue taking out the stones in the course of Shemitah.